Episode number 854, The World's Best Known Marketing Secret.
You're listening to the official BNI podcast with BNI founder and chief visionary officer, Dr. Ivan Meisner. Stay tuned for networking and referral marketing tips from the man who's been called the father of modern networking, along with suggestions and insights into getting the most from your membership in the world's largest networking organization, BNI.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the official BNI podcast. I'm Priscilla Rice, and I'm coming to you from Live Oak Recording Studio in Berkeley, California, and I'm joined on the phone today by the founder and the chief visionary officer of BNI, Dr. Ivan Meisner. Hello, Ivan. How are you and where are you?
Hey, this week I am headed to an area outside of Austin to stay at I'm going to do some glamping, you know, stay at a really nice camp that's definitely first class. It's a Relais Chateau, but it's going to be to see the solar eclipse. And it's a Virgin Galactic program. Virgin Galactic is putting together a group of people to watch the solar eclipse that's going across the United States.
So, wow, that really sounds like fun.
Yeah, it's the second one that I've had a chance to see. The first was on my way to Antarctica. So it'll be fun.
Great. And what do you have today for us?
I have a guest again. He was our guest last week. He's been on six times now, Mike Macedonio, who is an executive director in the San Francisco Bay Area. He's been a member and director of BNI for over 27 years. If you heard the introduction last week, he was switched at birth, which I still want to hear the answer to at some point, Mike, not today, but struck by lightning and bitten on the face by a Bengal tiger, which we talked about last week. Mike, thanks for coming back to the BNI podcast.
Oh, thank you for having me, Ivan.
So, Mike, you are my co-author on The World's Best Known Marketing Secret, as well as Truth or Delusion. You became a New York Times bestselling author along with me on the book Truth or Delusion, as I recall. And World's Best Known Marketing Secret, fourth edition, you co-authored with me. The book first came out in 1994. What I'd like to do today is maybe touch upon a couple of the things that we think are still, well, I think most of it is still valuable today, but the book came out 30 years ago, this year, 1994, the first edition came out. We are now working on our fourth edition that I did with you, Mike. And, you know, what's interesting is this book was rejected by over 40 publishers back in the 90s. And finally, I got it published. And this is back in a day when you absolutely had to have a publisher in order to have a book. Today, through Amazon, it's pretty easy to publish. But I had 40 rejections, and I kept a spreadsheet of all those rejections. I ran across it a couple of years ago, and I put it on a blog of mine. But I had 40 rejections before this book was accepted by a publisher and has now sold several hundred thousand copies and has been translated into multiple languages. And you are my co-author on the fourth edition, Mike. Let me ask you a question. What stands out most to you from World's Best Known Marketing Secret that is really relevant still today?
Well, I'll tell you on multiple levels, I would say that this is a book that probably changed my life or the way I do business. And one of the first ways that happened was this book was picked up by a gentleman in Cape Cod, you know, who started the BNI in that area, who I then got introduced to, who then introduced me to being a director, and then the rest is history. But also in terms of the content, you know, when I first got involved in BNI, my addictive personality really had me hungry for all of this information that you were writing about and teaching about. And, you know, between the book and the training programs that you and others helped create, Certified Networker, that just blew me away. It was not the way.
Yeah, well, you were an integral part in the creation of Certified Networker. So
I would like to say I was a very eager student because.
Yeah, but you also added an immense amount of content to that.
I appreciate that. But again, I will credit that for really changing my perspective on marketing your business. And going away from being that self-sufficient, independent, dog-eat-dog mentality to the power of collaboration, you know, the power of giver's gain. And that was a game changer for me. Absolutely was a game changer from that point on.
So I think this book is probably the most comprehensive book that I've been involved with on networking, because by the time you and I did the fourth edition, we really added a lot of content that I had in some other books. So it's probably one of the most comprehensive. And I know the VCP process is something that you definitely want to talk about, but I want to mention the 10 commandments of networking, a mixer, which is chapter number 8 in World's Best No Marketing Secret. That was the first article I ever wrote, ever, on networking, was the 10 commandments of networking, a mixer. And it was picked up by a magazine or two. And it was the very first piece I ever wrote. And it was, I probably wrote it in 85. It was published in 86. As a standalone article, but ended up in the book by 1994. What would you like to point out from the book, Mike? You want to start with VCP?
Yeah, I think the VCP process is relevant then as it is now. It's about the relationship phases we go through in developing that referral relationship, from visibility to credibility and profitability, and truly understanding where we stand within that continuum is really the formula for referral success. And then what you also have in there is the networking scorecard. And I love this as a tool.
Before we get to the scorecard, because I want to talk about that, but before we get to that, I know you have a big issue about VCP not being a formula, but a process.
Oh, yes.
It is not a formula. It's a process. Do you want to speak briefly on that and then talk about the scorecard?
Yeah, I think sometimes people will redefine what VCP means. I've heard people say visibility plus credibility equals profitability. Nothing could be further from the truth. They are, like you mentioned, a continuum of that relationship that you don't skip. And profitability is a high-level referral relationship. It's not a transaction. Okay, it's a referral process, not a sales process.
Right. And it's not the end of a formula. It's the end of a process, which people need to understand, because you can have visibility and credibility, but not hit profitability. So it's the process of getting there. So tell me about the scorecard.
Well, what I love about the scorecard is a tool to measure your activities, but more specifically, it's a measurement of giving activities. Right? These are all the activities we do with our network that contribute to our social capital, contribute to the deposits in those referral relationships, which directly correlate to moving those relationships from visibility to credibility to profitability. You know, and they're simple things that still apply today. Thank you notes, appreciation gifts, connecting, referring other people. I just love that as a tool for us to be on track to make sure we're very deliberate about our networking activities.
So do you know where the scorecard concept came from for me?
For some reason, in the back of my mind, I want to think that it came from what used to be a cold calling tool.
Yeah, it was used substantially for cold calling, but it was used also for networking. And it's the one card system, which was used by insurance agents. And I used to have a relationship with a woman who was an insurance agent, and I learned the one card system, which did involve a lot of cold calling, but it also involved networking and other things. And I thought, well, if you can measure your cold calling success, why can't you measure full on your networking success? And so the scorecard came out of what's in the insurance industry called the one card system.
You know, like I mentioned, we've developed training programs off of this. And what it's interesting, when I watch clients using the networking scorecard, you know, their points go up. And immediately after that, what happens is nothing. There's actually a lag of time. But what ends up happening after that lag is an increase in referrals. And then from that increase in referrals, there's a lag before it actually turns into business, such as the sales cycle. Mm-hmm. Sometimes what the trap we fall into is we do all of these giving activities, we generate referrals, we get this business. So what do we start doing? Less giving activities.
Right.
And it's interesting how, you know, what happens when we stop doing these activities? Nothing. Because again, there's a lag. And then we notice our referrals drop off.
Well, I think you were the one that first mentioned to me that, you know, BNI is a little bit like a gym. You know, when you work out and you get really healthy and fit, the last thing you want to do is stop working out and staying healthy and fit. You want to continue to do it, which is The same here is you continue to do it until you start to get the results, or, you know, you're filling a pipeline where it takes time for the results to come out of the pipe, but you got to keep working it.
Yeah. Yeah. It is, so many times we hear people, I'm too busy. So what are you going to do? Turn off your marketing? You're going to leave the network?
Yeah.
You don't stop going to the gym just because you're in shape.
Yeah. Look, I'm too busy is the lamest excuse I've ever heard for networking. It's like, you're too busy to do marketing? I mean, networking is about marketing. And, you know, I understand that if a business is scaling and the company is growing, the person who's the owner may not be the member anymore, but they need to send their sales reps. Because if you want the pipeline to stay filled, then you send your sales reps. You don't stop doing the things that made you successful. That's just so incredibly obvious to me.
100%.
Any last thoughts on world's best known marketing secret before I wrap up?
Nothing other than I highly encourage anyone that wants to develop their own referral marketing plan. This book is a step-by-step, chapter-by-chapter to do exactly that. It isn't audible, so if you don't like to read, you can do that. I guess the book is still in print because my golf pro came to me a number of weeks ago and asked me to sign the book for him. So I highly recommend you take a look at The World's Best Known Marketing Secret and creating your referral marketing plan.
This book is still in print, and it is on Kindle, and it is on Audible. And it is written by myself and Mike Macedonio, the fourth edition. Subtitle is called Building Your Business by Referral. We'll make sure to have a link here for the book. I think this is probably the most comprehensive book that I've done. I did it with Mike. I think it's the most comprehensive book I've done on networking to date. So I would invite you to check it out on Amazon. Mike, thanks again for being on BNI Podcast, your seventh visit to the podcast.
Thank you, Ivan.
Over to you, Priscilla.
Okay, great. Well, thank you both so much for the great information. This podcast is sponsored by MeisnerAudioPrograms.com. These audio programs will provide you with the tools and the inspiration to powerfully enhance your BNI experience. So check out the great material that's available to you at MeisnerAudioPrograms.com and then use the promo code IVAN50 for 50% off of everything. All of the proceeds go to the BNI Foundation. Thank you so much for listening. This is Priscilla Rice, and we look forward to having you join us again next week for another exciting episode of the official BNI Podcast.